This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman. You're listening to the Nerdcast on ProjectNerd.com.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
I knew it. I knew you were bluffing. I knew he was bluffing.
You're listening to the Nerdcast.
I feel like I should say something smart.
With Adam, Bob, Iggy, and Tyler.
You mustn't be afraid to dream a little bigger, darling.
Only on Project Nerd.
That is one big pile of shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Nerdcast by Project Nerd, coming to you from Colorado Springs Comic Con 2019. We are at the Project Nerd Pavilion, hanging out in the live stream lounge, brought to you by Pop-Up Lockers, your convention solution for safe storage.
Secure convention storage.
Secure convention storage.
There you go.
Just trying to do it without looking at it. Sarah gave it the best plugs yesterday. All of Sarah's podcasts, because she's turning around. She's kicking her leg up, like showing upskirt, all this kind of stuff while she's promoting it and stuff. Oh, I hope you guys don't have anything in there. Yeah, no, he's checking the stuff. Oh, my bad. Oh, the baby's sleeping. Is that why he's telling me to be quiet? Sorry, for those that weren't paying attention, we had a drug dog checking the area. We're good. She left already. Why are you giving me such a look? I can still communicate with her. They don't have drugs. They just have alcohol. Anyways, first of all, let's introduce who we have here instead of talking off screen. We'll start all the way over there with our lovely guest, Drew from Sexy Nerd Science.
Oh, I'm not going to announce myself.
Yeah, geez.
You can just say hi after I...
Hi. Oh, no, wait. Hey, everybody.
There you go. Hi. We have the wonderful Evie filling in until Jamie gets here. And say, you talk into the microphone.
Say
hello.
If you want to be a part of this, participate.
Hello.
There we go.
Hello.
And then Josh, also from Sexy Nerd Science.
Hello there.
They're filling in as my co-host today for the Nerdcast, as obviously Adam is in London and didn't get to see Robert Englund.
Dibs on Tyler.
And oh, Josh is playing Tyler as Tyler is working, as back to school time in Kansas City. And Bob is making panel shit happen.
Jamie just got here, so bye.
Bye, Evie. Thanks for sitting in. We're going to bring Jamie over. Jamie's our diversity piece for this podcast. Diversity. Unicorns? How many unicorns? She only has one unicorn. Cute unicorn. Unicorn. Huh, Josh? Huh? You going to get angry and tell us about ancient Greek?
If unicorns was a Greek word, then I might, but...
All right, so...
Hi, Jamie. How's it going?
It is Sunday. It is early Sunday. We've finished 2 days. What are y'all thinking so far? Actually, let's start with Jamie. This is your first, like, in this capacity comic convention. You've made appearances as an attendee before, but this is your first to, like... do all this stuff.
Yeah. Somebody's going to make fun of me for saying it again.
Super dope.
Super dope.
I love super dope.
I use the word dope all the time.
You were just in here looking for super dope.
I used it ironically long enough that I just now use it, actually.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. So super dope, being able to, like, see everything behind the scenes and, like, be a part of everything that you don't realize how much goes into a con until, like, you're here before everybody else is here and that kind of stuff.
Well,
until someone stole your mug.
Yeah, until somebody stole my mug.
Hold on. I know I'm off screen again. I'm sorry to those watching a streamer who have to watch this week as a podcast. But why is Stormbreaker right there? Did Bob buy Stormbreaker?
Yes.
Gosh, Bob.
But the real one, not the foam one.
Hold on.
Oh, wait, he bought a real one?
Well, like not foam. It's like heavy plastic.
Yeah, I only held the foam one. I
want
to see the real one. Yeah,
yes,
let's put it on the
Stormbreaker. Pull out Stormbreaker.
We're gonna pull it on and show it to the people, the one person watching us live stream. Yeah, what's the company? They also ship. Speaking of companies to plug, what is the fat place called?
Pop-up Lockers.
Fat Shack is gonna give us a free tray of deep fried Oreos today.
Ooh.
So thank you, Fat Shack, and yes, thank you, Pop-up Lockers, for helping us here. Anime Armory. Is where we're going to be checking out Stormbreaker here.
Oh
my gosh.
That is so cool.
Oh, wow. Is this good in the camera here?
I really...
Hold it.
I don't know if I'm worthy. Oh, man. The balance.
Is that the speaker is out? Oh, on the TV, yeah. Anime Armory here at Colorado God, Springs Comic Con.
Why didn't we have this for your pinata?
Oh, we would have taken. Evie would have taken that pinata out in one swing. They are at facebook.com/animearmory. Right, they do ship. Over. They're actually based out of Garland, Texas, guys. just down the road from my birthing place.
Birthing place.
Does anybody know where is Bob? I want to know how much you spend on that.
Cast resin, I would assume. Yeah.
Yeah. $200. Is that how much you spent? Man. It would seem about right. That's actually a pretty good price. That's a pretty good price. A lot of the full size ones that some of our friend prop makers make, they want like $700, $800 for one, and that is why there's still not one hanging above my TV.
Yeah,
I wonder. Would Peter Dinklage sign that? Like, since he made it,
you don't know what Stormbreaker is? Did you not watch The Avengers?
Or Thor Ragnarok, the greatest Thor movie.
Well,
so
in the comic, in the actual comics, well, in the movie he does, but in the comics. Stormbreaker is actually
other Thor. Yeah, the horse Thor guy. I can't remember his name.
Beta Ray.
Beta Ray Bill.
Yeah.
Beta Ray. That's his weapon. Beta Ray forges that weapon and gives it to Thor.
I feel so powerful
when he comes. When he right? comes,
just right? want to like take on the world.
How
much?
$70.
No, you're kidding me.
There's one left.
Go get it. Hold on.
$7. Go get it. Oh wait, you may not have money.
Go get it.
This is your second real.
And tell them,
hey, the
tell them we're plugging them on our live stream and podcast right
and
now,
and that they're amazing.
We have their card. We're plugging them on the podcast right now. This is impressive.
Yeah,
we're playing with your toy. I know.
We're really sorry, anyone listening to this.
Bob's
podcast.
Got a shocked look on his face. He's like, "Why are they playing with my toy?"
Bob, you can have them.
No. Yeah.
NRFB.
All right, Bob, do you want this back? So I'm getting one right now, possibly. My son is not running towards it right now. Again, Anime Armory, that one is Bob's. Thank you, Bob, for helping us make me spend $70. 70 bucks, dude. They're not like new in box type things. They're props, guys. Like, calm yourself. Eat your Taco Bell. Eat your Taco Bell out there.
Eat your Taco Bell.
Our live audience is being difficult today. Okay, so we had Jamie let us know that it's super dope.
Super
dope. I know. Super dope.
Super dope.
We have so Drew, what are you thinking about this weekend so far?
So it's been a really good convention as far as I would say exposure for us, you know, both Project Nerd and Papa Blockers.
Woo!
Dale was saying that they had a couple people come ask about it. Not a ton. I wouldn't say it was you know, a plethora of people, but a couple people came
Don't
and asked
you
about
say it's a plethora.
And then
why are you playing on your phone,
schedule,
bro?
Bud.
Why are you playing on your phone, bro?
Checking
Drew,
the schedule.
Let's show Drew some respect here.
Hey,
the same respect we didn't show Jamie because we got sidetracked by the damn the damn prop.
It's fine. Being diverse.
Then, I'm just here for diversity.
So, I mean, you did say I'm wrong. And then as far as like on the Facebook page, we've had a bunch of people look at Pop-Up Blockers on the Facebook page and everything like that. So it's great for that. And then Project Nerds had a lot of people come back and, you know, peek into the pavilion.
You guys remember the golden days before our short hiatus when we would always go to cons and we'd be told, people are like, I see your blue everywhere. And
yep.
It's definitely back to that now.
Yeah.
Our blue shirts are everywhere. Our branding's all over the floor. And everywhere I go, people are like, yeah, somebody like that's like in a shirt like yours, or somebody else with Project Nerd, or somebody else. Yeah, it's been that all weekend.
I actually had somebody who, and I told you about this yesterday, who thanked me for what the bathroom issue yesterday.
Yeah.
And they were like, I thought you would be in another blue shirt, but you were just this shirt.
Just so, blue shirt. Our jerseys. Shirt.
Guys, it was 1 year ago today. It was my most embarrassing day of
Steven
my life.
Kappasick.
He shouted it from the back.
Oh, it was the best thing ever.
Yeah, we were here 1 year ago today.
Sorry, I was just like,
we were. All my Facebook memories are showing up. He's obviously checking the schedule right now by pulling up his Facebook
the
memories.
Schedule.
Josh, do you want to tell us about your this year weekend, not last year's?
I haven't done anything this year. I just sat on couches with people and did audio.
Not only are you supposed to.
I know. It was my
job. I mean, that's part of our job here is to do what we're doing right now.
So I did get to append the My Hero panel, and I really liked that.
You recorded
my casual might.
You recorded it? How'd that go?
It was really good, really funny.
Who's all here from that? Is it multiple voice actors?
Yeah, there's four of them.
Four here. Of them. Yeah, wow.
And hopefully we can get them here today.
Yeah, they're talking about coming over. So if we are live streaming later, if you are catching us on Twitch or you see this recorded on Twitch a little later, it's hit or miss depending on the internet, what's going on.
I bet you never miss, huh?
I miss all the time. Look at that. Pee and Skate, too. We've got the shirts out on the floor. People are picking up cards saying they're going to buy shirts, so we know we will probably
off
sell
your deck.
Zero. Yeah, I'm going to lose money
yeah.
on that. So come
no.
buy raffle tickets. Come
no,
buy
not.
Raffle tickets.
No, you're not.
I mean,
we need
you
to sell
have
more
until
raffle
the
tickets.
End of today.
Come buy raffle tickets. We need to sell more raffle
tickets.
Raffle
tickets.
You didn't say that Project Nerd employees were subject to not win. So
no, you're allowed to win.
If I drop $20 in there.
Yeah, you guys can give me money. Please put money in there.
I should be able.
Project Nerd employees can
good.
Win.
How much is the ticket?
$2.
They
for
set
one
the price.
Ticket, or 3 for $5.
Wow. 3 for $5. Okay.
Yep. So if you guys are out there in the cosplay alley out there.
You look at this
you guys
camera.
Are, oh, you look at alley. And I was. If you guys are out there, find.
If I look that direction, it'll look like I'm looking straight out the TV.
If you guys are out there, find Ethan. He is running around, giving out or not giving out, but selling tickets for the raffle for the. I guess what were we calling it? The Glasses Lion logo. What do you call that?
The Project Nerd Lion.
The Project Nerd Lion.
It's our mascot.
Skate deck.
Well, in a minute, we'll name him. But first, I need to correct you on this statement. You're going to go into the cosplay area. You're going to scan the cosplay booths. And you're going to see the back of a Project Nerd jersey with the name Nerd Meat and 69 because he's going to be facing a cosplay booth talking
That's
to
true.
A cosplayer. You're going to tap him on the shoulder, ask him then
not,
to tell you what's going on.
He's not
going to
be ready.
He's not going to be ready.
Sell you a ticket.
He might have his money out buying more prints from cosplayers.
You could take his money and then buy...
I like
tickets.
This idea. This is a
so that he's not wasting his money. It's going towards you winning.
Well,
oh, this is
cool
great
deck.
Strategy.
Yeah. Also, beat him up and take the skateboard
oh,
deck.
You automatically win if you give a picture of him. Your picture of you putting him in a headlock and beating him up.
We just literally put a bounty
on
someone.
My kids are so excited because they just bought the other Stormbreaker.
Someone else was going to get in like 2 minutes.
Yeah. So my kids are freaking out excited. Yeah. Somebody, oh, I don't know. It's $75 now because somebody else was about to get it. They just ran around the corner to go get cash.
Ryan, did you talk him down? Did you negotiate?
You didn't tell him we were sponsoring? We're talking about him
on
the podcast.
I haggled breakfast.
Don't bring
morning.
The whole foam thing in here. We're live streaming. Is it all in one piece? Did you inspect it before you? I know it was out. That's what I'm worried about. You watch yourself, sir.
Hold on.
All right. Let's name the lion. Yeah, you can walk in here. Bring it in.
Stormbreaker?
We're not naming the lion Stormbreaker.
Breaker of Storms?
This is the other Stormbreaker. Bob has one now, and I have one.
Yeah. Oh, it's the name of the...
You want to know what's going to really break your heart when I tell you this? The original Stormbreaker was just a drawing. And then... The one you saw on the set for the Marvel Avengers movies?
Was CGI.
I bet you there was more than one. I bet you there was more than one. All right. What are we naming the lion?
Oh,
ideas. Let's throw out. And you guys can throw out ideas too, all you people. Rufus?
Ooh,
Joshy?
I didn't even say Joshy.
No, somebody else said Joshy. Somebody said Rufus. Here, let me put this down so it's not written. Let's put in Josh's face here.
Moof.
Moof. We're not naming it Moof.
Some sort of
I was so
word.
Irritated by that.
That is a racial slur, right?
Chester.
I don't know. I'm still unsure.
Wait, what were some of the other names?
Should be Urban Dictionary.
Chester. I heard Chester.
No, I don't
Cheetah.
Think it was officially Urban
Not
Dictionary.
Naming it Chester Cheetah. That's a pet. Pet.
Okay.
Not for a mascot.
Can we name him Muscles Glasses?
Muscles Glasses.
No,
that's a
from,
long name.
That's from
Specs. Specs. Oh, okay.
Well, Specs is a contender.
I'll... Yeah, I think Specs is a good one.
But
Professor Specs.
Ooh, prospects. 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 Oh. But guess about SPEX.
We don't have those glued together. Watch out because you're blocking Evie. You keep getting in front of that camera.
You gotta spell it SPEX. Prospects.
There's a little roughness on this paint job here, guys.
That's okay. You can repaint it with red and blue like in the actual movie.
Professor Specs.
Professor Specs is good. Professor Specs is better.
We're getting there.
I couldn't have done it without Bob laying down the foundation.
Ooh, I've got it. Sponsored by Papa Blockers.
No, we're not naming it sponsored by pop-up lockers.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, of course you do.
First name Pop.
You
last
all
name
sit down, back off the camera line. Off the camera line. We're going to need the audience to calm down before our security has to come out and take care of you.
We're definitely not sponsored.
We're not
by
putting
Chick-fil-A.
That out here. We're not putting that out here. We're not getting into the Republican chicken conversation. What? It is delicious.
Can't I be comfortable, Dale? I can't lean anywhere.
No, you're not allowed to sit there
because you're
not
sitting up
that.
And being part of a podcast.
You want
no,
him?
He's just like about to lay down.
You guys are about to get
hey,
basic
Tyler,
instinct.
Tyler,
on
do
this.
You want to lay down and pull out your phone and start that's reading here?
Like, what I should be doing.
Hey, let's get back to this naming. Let's get back to this naming thing.
Anybody on the floor?
Tiny the lion.
T Woods.
What is our top camp? Professor Specs?
So Specs and Professor Specs. I mean, I think
weapon specs.
Go wait in the car.
Can we just unleash weapon specs?
Turn your mic off.
You guys realize if there's ever like.
There we go, Dale. Dale muted him.
If there's ever a costume, I'm totally rocking Professor Specs.
Let's make like we can. Okay, I'm cool with a Project Nerd cosplay concept coming up. That's a.
We should buy a lion.
It's just a big furry.
We're not
outfit.
Buying an actual lion. Go sit down.
You guys, I'm pretty sure we can get a great deal.
Can we rent one?
You are going to wait in the car with Josh.
I'm pretty sure we can get a really good deal on one of those Dare lions. Ooh, if we just change the T-shirt out.
Oh, put him in.
Put on glasses.
Is Dare still a thing?
No, barely. That's why
you.
That's why you
could buy
cheap.
One.
What happened to Dare? Well, obviously not in Colorado.
It's not effective.
Don't really need it in Colorado.
Neither did Great.
Just say no.
We didn't have. I didn't have Dare in Texas.
It's legal.
Because Texas has to be everything different. We don't do anything
did
like
you
that.
You guys have Great.
Don't do drugs or we'll shoot you.
We had Defy It. Drug-free youth in Texas.
We had Great. Gang resistance, education, and training.
But that has to do with gangs, not drugs.
But it encompassed all that. Oh. I mean, it was like
we're like,
so they just assumed
we're, like,
we're
gonna put it
gang.
All under one umbrella. Yeah. So if you're in a gang, you obviously also do drugs. Yeah. So I mean, we're
assumptions.
That was the assumption behind it, which is why it didn't last very long.
Well, let's bring out
gang.
Our first sober gang member.
I'm in a gang called the Project Nerd Gang, and we don't do drugs here. And I can verify that because the drug dog just came by and sniffed our spot and left quietly. It's a good thing we put all that stuff in the peanut butter.
It's because Ethan put that thing on Facebook.
It's a good thing we put all that stuff on the peanut butter jar. Oh.
They're like, hey, there might be some of this.
I didn't think about it. No. We're not going to talk because it was a private post from Ethan not about us, but about somebody else here regarding drugs. So, yeah, we don't need to get kicked out of every convention ever. We didn't bring drugs. That's not the
thing. We deleted it. It's off the internet for good.
Yeah, that's how it works. That's how it works.
Except for I got receipts. I'm getting.
Drew
I'm,
loves his receipts.
I love
man.
My receipts, man.
Do you screenshot everything, Drew?
Everything. Anytime I know somebody's going to delete something.
This is, even though I'm the only actual Nerdcast member here, this is a typical Nerdcast. We never stay on topic. Jamie's over here just laughing. And I'm like, we never. I know we're still going to what you're going to like the most is in about 20 minutes. One of us is going to shout out another lion name and we're going to.
What do we got for like a main like
Jaja? Let's name it Jaja Binks.
Rarar.
Go wait in the
Rarar Binks.
Well, I'm sure Disney wants to let that licensing go. I'll sell it to you for cheap.
Oh, my God. Can we call it Rar? R-A-W-X-R.
Rar-X-Rar.
Like
say it again.
The
say
rar,
it again.
But like the old emo, like rar from 2019.
We're in 2019.
So how's that?
Are
old?
We not in 2019 right now?
Yeah, we're 2019.
What is happening over here? Guys, Josh is having a stroke.
Oh no!
Josh is having a stroke right now, guys. You're witnessing it on camera. When he starts talking, it doesn't make sense.
I'm thinking of something like with the main, like not.
Okay, well, while we're thinking, let's talk more Colorado Springs Comic Con. Who have y'all talked to? Like, who have you had the chance to meet some cool people, do some cool things? You did like a dozen
behind
the
Nash.
Yeah. You totally got interrupted.
I was right in the middle of the sentence. Right in the middle of the sentence.
Yes, like, if you met anybody. Even,
go to the car.
Boom.
That's the new Welcome. Thing for the rest of the day.
Welcome.
I was starting with Jamie, you did a dozen Beyond the Cosplays yesterday out all along the floor. Did you get to meet any cool people like in costume?
That? I sure did. So I met some cosplayers, but I'd have to say my favorite was a family who did Toy Story. My heart melted. It was amazing.
What characters?
They were Buzz Lightyear, Woody, Jessie, and Bo Peep from the new Toy Story.
Okay.
Because Bo Peep had her cape and Buzz Lightyear was so cool. He had a little laser.
We're going to come back to the new Toy Story. So we're going to come back to it. We're going to come back to Toy Story 4 because I got some questions for it.
It was not a spoiler.
I'm going to make Josh wait till last now because he just jumped in. Drew, what about you? How about any cool people you've ran into, cool costumes,
so celebrities? So I actually, George Lowe, the guy who did Space Ghost, he was, so I recorded his panel and then I just kind of poked back when he was cleaning up. Or when he was heading out.
Yeah.
And I talked to him for like 5 minutes and he was like, were you sitting in the back? And he was like, could you hear me? And I was like, George, everybody could hear me. Cause he was like, Pokemon cards in aisle 4, Pokemon cards.
He was doing this stuff. Yeah. He grabbed the mic. Like he was an eager contestant on The Price is Right. Drew, I'd like to give a shout out to my aunt who's going through therapy right now.
Pokemon cards at booth 5. Pokemon cards at booth 5. Go to the car, Josh.
Ooh, there. That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
But we talked a little bit, and I was like, you know, I'm familiar with Space Ghost and everything like that. We watched a lot. One of my favorite things that has ever come from Space Ghost is the song that never ends.
He ducked before he got in front of the camera and then walked right in front of the camera and then just
threw his arm directly in front of
but it. By ducking he put his arms up and then blocked the camera. Go ahead, sorry.
But one of my favorite things is the song that never ends when Brack does it, and I don't know if anybody has heard that.
Yes.
But
it was a commercial for Adult Swim.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know if everybody's familiar or not. But and he was like, "Oh yeah, I used to have that as my ringtone when I had a flip phone." And I was like, "Really?" He's like, "Yeah."
You know, we aren't over here recording anything. Then go over there and do that.
No, I didn't teach him that.
All right.
Drew's
still rocking. Getting to his point. So, my bad. Hold on. I'm trying to get to you. Maybe in 3 weeks.
Go to the car. So meeting George Lowe was pretty cool because it's like the first interaction I've had with a celebrity here specifically. But
it's like your first interaction with a celebrity. You know, we do this like a dozen times a year, right?
Just this year or this convention. So, and then seeing Red Ranger Anthony or Power Ranger Anthony.
Oh yeah,
get that was
oh yeah,
like seriously, like I don't think that's toppable for the weekend.
That was pretty great, Josh.
I got to come back from the car. It's probably my highlight of the con.
I wasn't looking for highlight of cons. I was looking for like cool people you met, cool costumes.
I peed next to Kevin Nash, and that was about it.
You met me.
I met Jamie. I met some new Project Nerders. Yeah, Jamie, Kayla.
He peed next to Kevin Nash.
We're
on Sunday.
Okay, hold on, pause. Did you
shoulder screen to look? No, I didn't. Why is everyone asking? Like
eyes on the on your own prize there, boy.
I texted
boy.
My boss. I was like, I just peed next to Kevin Nash. And he's like, was he huge? And I was like, dude, we were in the bathroom.
Eyes on your own prize, boy.
Yeah. It was so funny.
Oh,
well,
okay. Yes.
What about you?
Okay. I mean, cool. I was so Kevin Eastman panel obviously was the one I was most looking forward to doing.
I looked in the mirror this morning and I saw that cool guy. So
thank you.
That's Iggy.
Thank you. Jamie and I cleaning each other's root beer mugs was the highlight of my weekend.
Oh yes,
we were both really concerned about getting root beer on Sunday. Where are
first
root
of all
beer
spending
mugs?
$25 on a root beer mug?
A refillable all weekend root all beer mug.
No, I know. Yes. I'm not knocking it. I'm saying you spend $25 on a root beer mug.
But see, I had the thought process.
Hold on, he's taking pictures. Let me suck in.
I had the thought process. My mug's gone missing. I'm going to hide this mug in case whoever brings my mug back is like, hey, where's my mug? Then I thought, I want root beer tomorrow. So I imagine whoever has my mug wants root beer tomorrow.
It's a fair thing.
So I was like, I should be kind enough to take it to clean it, even though they stole my mug.
Okay. So we have a suggestion. We have a suggestion for the lion name, Maine the Rock Johnson. Like a lion mane.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Who sent you that?
Orion. He is brilliant.
The kid has his big dad jokes. He's got any of the dads here for
See,
sure.
See, that's what I was going for. Well,
he gets so annoyed if somebody else does a dad joke, but then he dishes them out too. Oh.
And like, he thinks they're the best thing ever.
Oh, and he thinks his are clearly the best. He'll finish it and say, I just came up with that on the spot. I mean, that's like the
that's
dad
a
joke.
Thing.
Like, Maine, you have to come
Maine
up with
the Rock Spexon.
What were we talking about now? I forget.
Our
root beer mugs.
Your Kevin Eastman panel.
Oh, Kevin Eastman panel. Kevin Eastman panel.
That's the actual thing.
Where did we go off trail? Let's go back all the way.
Where did we fall off on the root beer mugs?
Okay. So Kevin, the Kevin Eastman panel, but then the best panels that I ended up doing was the Terminator one. And Lance Henriksen and Robert Patrick they do not miss a beat, man. Well, Lance Henriksen, I'm hoping purposely was missing beats to make it funnier. Either that or he's starting to show his age mentally for sure. Kristanna Loken was as sweet as I expected. She was one I was really looking forward to meeting this weekend. And yeah, you get to hang out with Kevin Eastman and his wife backstage. She was so excited to talk to me about stuff. I pulled out my original Ninja Turtles, put them on the table. We gave out masks. Oh, Ryan likes the story. So I had the turtles laid out and then the masks in front of it. And like, you ask a question, come grab a mask. So one of the guys asks a question, comes up, and he looks at him. He grabs one of my turtles and then walks off. Right when somebody else is in the middle of asking Kevin Eastman another question, so I can't like stand in the microphone.
Don't
like,
take my turtle.
Like, so I'm like, so there's going to be video of that panel where you're going to see some guy come up, looks like he's grabbing a mask. He turns around and I'm like just this weird expression. He brought it right back and was like,
he was joking.
No, he wasn't. The person he went back to told him,
Oh,
I don't think you're supposed to grab a toy. You're supposed to grab a mask.
Oh, so he came back. Nice. Yeah. Did you have him laid out like Donatello, Leonardo? Yeah,
I did. So we went quite a while before Leo was taken.
Really?
Yeah. I was shocked by that. And then, but in the end, the most taken were Leo's and Mikey's.
I mean, Mikey.
As they should be.
Right? So, okay. So the Terminator panel was fun.
So I mean, did you think that a lot of his, you said, missed beats there were like him just like, I don't really know if
were
I
you,
wanna...
you were in there?
I recorded.
So Lance Henriksen. So to explain what we're talking about, and we'll eventually release the panel, of course, so you can check it out over on projectnerd.com or projectnerd.live for our YouTube channel. And it's, he kind of comes up and he kicks back and he makes a joke about when somebody asks him a question like, oh, I was napping, and he takes a while. And there's a few times where he's like, can I borrow a hearing aid? I can't hear. What stuff? And he was getting a lot of laughs. We did an interview, or Bob did the interview with him earlier, and he was a lot more sharp, and he was actually saying stuff that was going over Bob's head. So I feel like the panel was a bit of an act. He also wanted to, he had one of the cosplayers with the pumpkin head cosplayer come over and wanted him to go sit up on stage for him, like do the introduction, hear a question or two, and then just kind of go up to the microphone with the pumpkin mask and not say anything, but just like lean up like he would be, but the mask was blocking it. And then for him to come up with like, come up afterwards and tap him on the shoulder and say, you're good to go, and then sit down. Like after he wanted to do it, but he's like, that'll take away from Robert and Kristanna. So, so he was definitely, I think, like,
I mean, he even still like went out to the front and was going to sit on the front of the stage.
Oh yeah. When he came out, cause Robert's like, what seats do you want? And he's like, oh, I'm going to sit up here. So he comes and sits in front of the table and just sits on the edge of the stage.
That's funny.
It's like, okay, Mr. Shatner.
But that was crazy. William Shatner's panel. They pulled all of our table or most of our chairs.
They pulled most of our chairs. I'm lucky that you guys are lucky you have room to sit because they took all the chairs for William Shatner yesterday.
Now we don't have to put them up.
Yeah. And then,
we don't. Less work for us tonight.
there was another one. It was the My Hero Academia panel was almost just as packed.
Dude, I can't believe the line that was going for that one, man. I just guess I don't get anime enough, and I always forget that people
it's
are
just,
crazy about it.
It's like the hot anime right
but
now.
But what's crazier about
it's,
it? What,
it's
hold
Dragon
on. What's,
Ball level.
But what's right crazier now. About it is that just north of us in Denver right now is NDK. The anime convention is happening this weekend. So a lot of friends I know, especially cosplayer ones who lean anime, aren't here this weekend because of it. I guess because you said how many voice actors were there?
Four.
And are they like well known?
Three
like...
of the main like class A class, and then one hero, pro hero.
Okay, so whatever that means, sounds like they're important.
Class 1A is the top of the class.
Okay, what is the class? Okay, so academia. So there's
it's
class.
A high school. It's I'm, a hero high school.
Okay, I'm putting so pieces together.
What I'm going to ask is, are they the main characters of the anime, or are they the sub characters?
They're class 1A, true.
I would say
class are they side characters.
Two of them are... one step removed from the pro tag. Like
they're more important
characters
than you are.
Okay.
And yeah. could possibly end up being better heroes than
the What's the theme tag. Song to this one? Can you sing it?
There's a ton of them, actually. Like, so that's one of the things. I have a lot of the soundtrack on my phone.
I just wanted you to sing it.
There's not, like, there's a different theme
sing
song
the
for,
beat.
I don't even know it.
Failed us.
It's Japanese. Like, I don't want to ruin.
I'm
like,
totally. I'm like jimming it from the office right here.
Like, say some weird swear word that I don't know.
You watch
gotta,
those
like, You just gotta like hum it. That's all. Like,
Is that how it goes?
No, that's
like, no. I know
one.
The Dragon. Ball.
That's the Dragon Ball one. Yeah. Okay. Did you know that was the Dragon Ball one? Nope.
That's my Dragon Ball. I loved one. It. Like, I know that one.
That was beautiful. But...
If you they just kept it camera, consistent right? for okay. more than a season.
That, he was like, almost doing the nope face when he was singing.
yeah, I just... Like, look, one of them, the dude's
Disney
literally
can do
just
it,
saying,
can
like,
do
my
it.
Hero over and over and over again.
That's what he says?
Yeah, but I will say, so, oh, okay. I know you're big... You'll
love
this.
The best voice acting gig ever. I'm going to go do con appearances after I recorded one line. My hero. And then they just replay
That's
it all throughout
the
show.
That's just the song that I play. Like, it's just
oh,
like,
the song.
Hero.
I thought you were meant one of the voices. Okay, my bad.
But so one of the – I'm a big fan of like abridged series and like alternate dubs that are on YouTube from like other people because I think they're super talented.
Like the Russian monotone dubs?
No. Like so Dragon Ball Z has Dragon Ball Z abridged Team 4 Star. And one of the members from Team 4 Star is also with another abridged version for My Hero. And the opening theme song they get is from the Scrubs, it's I Can't Do This All on My Own, I'm No Superman. And I was like, that is the perfect song for like the opening for My Hero. Like, that's what it should be. But obviously, you
cool.
can't
shut up. I think you lost all of our interest.
Laszlo Bane, you love
I'm
Scrubs.
Playing Pokemon over here.
I love Scrubs. I don't like anime.
Is this you don't the like one, any anime?
This is the one thing I just can't, and I should. Like, the people I hang out with, they're anime fans. This community is huge in anime. Anime keeps growing,
becoming
more popular. Netflix is releasing, not technically anime, but it's anime, right? Like, but they don't call it anime because it's technically made in California, not wherever. But I try to watch some of it, and I just, like, I like, so the Vampire Hunter D movies are good. Akira is obviously a classic.
See, my affinity is for movies.
Ghost in the Shell.
Like, anything that's easy to take in, but, like, you have, like, Naruto and nope. What's the other one that's, like, 700 episodes?
Dragon Ball.
One Piece. I mean, Dragon Ball's pretty high, too, but, I mean, you've got all those that you can't, like... I couldn't 700 episodes. I'd have to watch more than 3 episodes a day to ingest those all, and it would still take me over almost a year.
Which is one of the reasons why I think My Hero's so popular. Like, there's 60 episodes, maybe of My Hero,
it's
and that's
fairly
3
new,
seasons,
though, right?
But I mean, that's the jump on the bandwagon now. So in 10
work.
Years from now, you're not like, oh, there's 500 episodes of.
Well, as I was saying, it's just one of the things that's hard for people to get into, like, older
this is
animes.
Not
a,
Jamie doesn't even know how
that's
to participate
why
like, in this conversation.
Yeah, because, like, the only anime I've ever seen was, like, the Dragon Ball Z movie that came out, I don't know, this year, last year, something
Broly?
Like that.
Yeah, Broly?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Sorry.
Thank you. Dragon Ball Super.
What do I know?
Dale, like, was Dale right on that?
Yeah.
Dragon
Ball Super.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But,
whoa.
First I took an amazing nap in that movie.
So you didn't even see it.
I watched it, and I'm sitting next to my boyfriend, and he's so into it. And I'm like, yeah, this is good. And then I woke up, and I was like, oh, crap, what happened? And he was like, oh, it's almost over. And I was like, oh, fun. I liked it.
True. Now, weren't you falling asleep in that movie?
No, not Broly.
You should have been.
There was one movie we saw together recently here. Where, like, I could see you just, like, nodding off, and then...
I don't...
But look back over there. They're putting him in the armor right now. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one I was talking about.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Why? Okay, you're showing interest in it now.
Entrance.
What are you talking? Was that you earlier that was explaining it to
yesterday?
Me?
Explaining.
I thought you were like, I want to get a picture of that guy in that mech suit, right?
I probably wasn't not showing interest. I was probably telling you to get one of the people with cameras because I have 30 people every minute. Dad, 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 and those aren't my kids.
Dad.
See?
I just wanted my mug back.
I just wanted my... Look, that's completely acceptable because I was on the same mission this morning.
She was like lifting up couches, checking under the carpet and stuff. Like, where's
it
my
was
mug?
Over
Where did you
here.
Put your mug? No, it was.
It was over
okay,
here.
So somehow it ended up next to the cooler. So I bet you it was my kid.
Okay.
Because we had our mug near the cooler and then it was gone. And so I bet you Evie grabbed it. And then the next thing I know when I was getting ready to leave, it was right next to the cooler again. So, and it was empty. So I just put it in.
It was on the table. And
I bet you somebody was doing the routine drink cleanup off the tables because they know how weird I get about drinks on tables.
Yeah.
So somebody was probably doing that. So that's probably why I ended up where it was.
And I was looking at it.
I'm with you, Dale. I'm with you, man.
And I was looking
better
for
than
it.
Our
well,
project
it was
nerd table.
It was
that's
empty on the table.
Just drinks
I don't
and
leave
garbage.
You wanted the no fluids. You wanted the extra table. I don't want to hear any complaining.
Isn't the deck supposed to be out there for selling?
I wanted the extra table. We have a whole room. We have a whole room.
And next time, if we have a setup like this or a room, I think everybody should be assigned one chair, and that's where they get to store their stuff. And then all the other.
If only we had like some kind of storage system in there, like lockers or something.
That we could put things in and lock so people don't steal your mugs.
But
you took my mug too.
I took it in consideration of you.
Wait.
On my backpack.
His mug is
the
in
mug.
My
no, her
purse.
Mug, her mug is on his backpack.
My mug is in my purse.
No, my mug
his
is
mug
in her purse.
His mug is in my purse.
Her mug. After we're done recording, we'll both go get root beer together with both mugs, and everything will
and
be...
We'll
cheers, the world will be whole.
We'll cheers, and every piece will...
By the way, this is the first time I've seen you. I think Maine the Rock Earth. Johnson is best name.
No, yeah. Do not encourage him.
Yeah. I like it.
I need to call. I need to call Josh at the car to tell him to come back and take Drew and Orion to the car. You're going back with them. You just have to come get them.
You now have to babysit. Like
yes, you're now responsible for them because of the three, you are the most adult.
Orion? Who? Me?
Yeah. Josh isn't even. Josh is like he's not talking to me. Obviously,
he's like I'm obviously not the adult.
I can't even sit up straight.
Clearly.
All right. So, what are you guys looking forward to for day three?
Yeah, we should talk about the convention, Drew. Good call. Reeling him back.
Are you guys? You
They're
guys
gone. They said something that we weren't paying attention to.
I said I'm top heavy.
Top heavy.
Dibs on top.
So Jamie, did you enjoy doing the behind the cosplay deal?
Like, yeah.
Was it?
You got more cosplay prints there, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm judging
a
you
a little bit. So. The behind the cosplay thing, out of those, how many of those do you think were just people roaming the floor?
Honestly, probably like, I only did maybe like 4 or 5 actual cosplayers. So like 8 of them.
Actual cosplayers?
Like,
I hope they
here with tables.
Like guests, cosplay
like guests. Yeah.
The other people weren't real.
They were.
I just made them up.
Cosplayers.
I needed pretend friends.
You guys are
going
to try and do some more of that today, correct?
Yeah, that's the hope. I'm looking for really cool things. Yeah, and I learned a lot because, like, this is my first con, so I was like, oh, cool, you're a snake. I don't know.
I am looking forward to doing all this. Actually, and I want to do some trivia with you guys. I'm pulling up some trivia.
Oh, okay. Are you excited for Warbla and all that other fun talk? Does anybody use Warbla anymore?
Speaking of Warbla, so they were teasing about the yoga mat Warbla. Being in your locker.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's obviously crafting foam.
No, it's not.
It's crafting foam.
No, it's not.
What is it then?
It's a print tube.
Nope, it's a yoga mat.
That's a mat, dude.
It's a print
that's
tube.
It's a yoga
dude,
mat.
There's like a fold over, like it looks like it's wrapping around.
That's a shadow.
For someone who owns yoga
the shadow
mats,
is a lighter
it's
color.
It's a yoga mat.
No, shadow should be the darker color.
Well, we made it screwed up.
Abe.
And who's the superhero? We're trying to figure that out.
That's Sexy Nerd Science Man.
Is that what it is?
Generic.
Is it Maine the Rock Johnson?
No.
Generic superhero 17.
All right. Let's do some quick trivia.
He's Pop-Up Locker Man. There it is.
Oh, this is, I like
Pop-Up Locker.
I like these ones. So this is called, let me get to it. It's called the Before and After at the Movies.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Oh, my God. That's the best.
That was pretty good, actually. That was pretty good.
I want to storm out.
All right.
We're going to the car, Josh. You stay here.
I'm going to the car, and I'm not coming back.
So, all right. So this is called Before and After at the Movies. Okay. So what that means, I'll look at my phone. What that means is I'm going to say something, and you're going to give me two movie titles combined that work together.
Combined.
So let me explain. So if I say Han Solo meets up with Lando Calrissian while time traveling with Marty McFly, you would say The Empire Strikes Back to the future.
Okay. I'm into it.
A lot of thinking for the
So
morning.
Again, so Han Solo meeting up with Lando was in Empire Strikes Back. Uh-huh. Time traveling with Marty McFly, Back to the Future. So since the back is the bridge word there, it's The Empire Strikes Back to the future. So if I was to say Simba climbs to the top of the Empire State Building with Fay Wray in his arms.
Lion King Kong.
There we go, Lion King Kong.
You guys aren't ready for this.
You guys are.
I'm like, so going to lose.
All right, let's see. Gene Kelly croons and dances while taking his brother Dustin Hoffman on a road trip.
Ooh,
his mentally challenged brother Dustin Hoffman on a road trip. Does that help?
Oh my gosh. What is that movie?
Gene Kelly croons and dances and sings and does things with umbrellas.
Rain Man trip? Or
while taking his brother Dustin Hoffman on a road trip.
Singing
in the Rain Man.
Yeah,
there we go.
There go.
So singing in the rain and Rain Man.
Yeah, I was like, I couldn't.
No, that's not ours. We have to give that back.
I got Rain Man. I couldn't figure out the singing in the rain. Go ahead.
Mouse-like boy runs afoul of a carnivorous plant. This is a hard one.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Damn it. Oh, I thought it was going to be harder than that. Good job. So it was Stuart Little, Shop of Horrors.
Yeah.
It was a mouse-like boy runs about. Okay, let's change categories here. Fictional brands.
Okay.
Fictional brands. So these are brands that existed in something not real.
Wait, I want you to do one more of those other ones.
You want to do one more of the other ones first? Okay.
Sponsored by Heat.
All right, hold on. Let's find the president's plane is hijacked by terrorists and taken to a mental institution run by Nurse Ratched.
I heard menstrual.
A mental institution run by Nurse Ratched. So the president's plane is hijacked by terrorists.
Air Force One.
And taken to a mental institution run by Nurse Ratched. This is a classic movie, guys. This is like one of the best movies ever made.
One is the thing, right? One is the connecting one.
Yes.
Air Force One flew over Cuckoo's Nest.
There we are.
Oh, man.
There we are. Okay. All right, so fictional brands. The restaurant chain appears in one form or another in every Pixar movie but one.
Pizza. Rocket Pizza.
Pizza Planet.
Jamie
got
Damn it.
Jamie got a Pizza Planet. It.
Rocket Time?
Timothy Ol.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
Soylent Green. Oh, no, wait.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes. Nobody watch Idiocracy?
Nope.
No. Mountain Dew?
No, it's
the fake Mountain Dew in Idiocracy.
Yeah, it's
Brondo.
Brondo, yeah.
So in Idiocracy, it's which it sadly is becoming real.
Sorry, I thought we were
so
still.
So it's probably
doing
Mike Judge's best movie.
Movies?
Is it's in the future, like, and he wakes up in the future, just an average guy, and he actually ends up being the smartest guy in the world because we've just so much automated and stupid stuff. Everybody's just breeded into it being stupid idiots. So he's like a genius, and they can't figure out why the farm doesn't grow crops anymore because they keep trying to use this energy drink, basically like Gatorade, to grow plants.
Oh,
we got 3 minutes.
Okay,
so we got a few more.
I thought we were still on the thing, so I wasn't paying attention. Go ahead.
Okay, this beer brand's main competitor is Fud Beer.
Duff.
Okay, yeah. Duff, okay. This energy drink is part of the product empire of rapper turned actor Al Pacino.
Booty sweat.
What's that
called? That's from Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder. All right, last one. This one's a big one. This one should be pretty easy.
Obviously, don't watch enough of the right movies.
That's not the second time I've said booty sweat today.
This one should be pretty easy. This restaurant is part of a Disney-esque corporation, also known for its kids' toys and theme parks, and it appears in multiple Kevin Smith movies.
Oh, movies. Movie.
Movies. Damn it.
Yep. Movies. Yep.
Yeah. All right. I love Kevin Smith.
Right. And speaking of theme songs, there's a whole category on here of TV shows by theme song.
I can't do this.
So I'll say, like, I'll Be There for You by the Rembrandts.
Oh,
Friends. Yeah,
Friends. Or California by Phantom Planet, which I have more trivia for that, by the way, too. But California by Phantom Planet.
Oh, my.
California.
The O.C.
Oh, gross.
Oh. Yeah.
I never watched the O.C.
You don't have to watch the O.C., but you need to know Phantom Planet. Why do we need to know Phantom Planet? Who is the drummer for Phantom Planet? Later went on to act in movies and start his own solo performing career.
Oh.
Jared Leto?
No.
It's not Dave Grohl, is it?
No.
No, because he was in the other. He was in Nirvana.
Nirvana?
Nirvana.
He is an actor.
Oh.
He is best known for acting. Yes. No.
That was Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Come on, Dale.
The drummer for Phantom Planet, who also plays the guitar, bass guitar, piano, and multiple other instruments, first starred in a movie that was done by Wes Anderson. His name is Jason Schwartzman.
Really?
Yes.
Jason Schwartzman?
Is the drummer for Phantom Planet.
And did and his looked, own solo career as an artist,
now,
too?
He is now... what is his name? His alter ego. It's a band name. It's you look it
Maximum
up.
Maximum Overdrive.
No. It's
Maximum
Effort. I don't know. Yeah, he is a solo performing artist now. Grammy Award winning solo performance artist.
Yeah. We're not talking about you.
Jason Schwartzman, dude. So we have to wrap it, don't we?
Yeah.
All right. He's giving me, like, he's like, God, yeah. Get his wrap. So that was...
Shut your pie. Unless Ethan's,
up
the car.
Unless Ethan's up next, then we can keep going.
So that's the Nerdcast 202. We're coming
Wait,
from
are
you
we
again.
Coming on the conclusion for the name.
Oh.
It's going to keep going. We'll eventually probably have to announce on the website. But this is the Nerdcast 202. I'm joined by Jamie, Drew, and I almost said Jamie, Drew, and Tasha. It's called Josh, Tasha. That's why. And we obviously
we're
are.
We're both diverse now.
We're both
Yay.
Diverse. We are in the Project Nerd Pavilion brought to you again by Pop-Up Lockers. Hey. Secure convention storage, and you looked it up.
Hey, Pro Nerds, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you like the Nerdcast and other amazing Project Nerd podcasts, please go give us a subscription, a like, a review, wherever you find us, as we need your love and support to continue making awesome content. Next week, we'll be back with another great episode of Nerdcast, as well as other original Project Nerd podcasts.